Ryan Romer is a young Alaska Native artist who is being featured in a live art presentation at Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage this month. Romer is one of five artists who, during November, lived in a cabin built on campus with one glass wall so that passersby could see them at work. Romer's medium is eclectic. He paints in oils on canvas or makes sculptures, or uses the printmaking press he hauled into APU's Carr Gottesdien Hall.
Painting is something I enjoy doing because it's very mobile and it's very inspiring to do, especially with the everyday imagery that we all see that can be contained into a canvas.
Romer is originally from Bethel, but has been living in Anchorage for a decade, where he developed his interest in art through University of Alaska classes.
I'm more into capturing the image itself that I'm working on. So whatever means possible, it being carving a relief out of a woodblock, to painting an acrylic painting, to even doing photography, which I do a lot of. It's more or less capturing the image that I see, and which allows me to bring into a lot of feelings that I can use later on in other images.
Romer says intuition plays a big part in his expression, too, since he lives with family members who live in a traditional manner. He says he's most interested in the dramatic social changes that are facing Alaska Natives all across the state.
I recently went out to the Kuskokwim River this past winter and spring and took a lot of pictures for a body of work I was working on. And I went out there with the emphasis that I wanted to capture what was going on in the villages that I was traveling through, that people were doing that day that images weren't capturing maybe 5 years prior or 10 years prior. And a lot of that had to do with technology and transportation had changed a little bit on the river. You know, traveling around up and down to Kuskokwim, I'd run across more people carrying GPSs and laptops in their backpacks, whereas I've never heard of that 10 years prior.
He says contemporary Alaska Native artists of the past decade are tasked with interpreting that challenge. He says currently he's the only one in his family producing art, but younger members of his family are following in his footsteps.